It's The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. Imagine there was a form of amnesia that caused everybody to forget about you and who you are. Or what if you had a wound that got worse with each dark thought or bad deed you commit? Or you woke up in the morning and suddenly you had your neighbor's ailment and he had yours. These are some of the maladies described in a new book called The Afflictions, a fictional encyclopedia of imaginary diseases written by a physician. Peter Crimmins reports on what fiction can tell us about medicine.
Not too long ago, I broke my hand. Kind of bad. I had to have surgery. The doctor put a metal plate and 7 screws into a metal carpal bone of my left hand, and I'm left-handed. The way I broke my hand is actually not very interesting. It got caught between my dog and a park bench, and then bam, titanium plate, 3 months of physical therapy. So my hand was not broken because of negligence or aggression or hubris or injustice. It was nobody's fault. It just happened.
I think it's intrinsic to human nature that we try to find a mechanism or a reason behind everything that happens in the world. If a meteor falls from the sky, who sent that meteor and why did that happen?
That is Vikram Paralkar. He's an oncologist at the University of Pennsylvania, specializing in cancers of the blood.
Especially in the case of cancer, many people ask, why did this happen to me? The answer really is that when cells divide, DNA makes mistakes. That answer is immensely unsatisfying. It's just the way we are programmed. We try to see patterns and reasons in the world around us.
Paralkar has just published his first book. It's a work of fiction called The Afflictions. It explores the mystery of disease and how we react to it. It's an encyclopedia of imaginary diseases, each entry complete with invented cures and fictional case studies. This volume supposedly sits in a library in 16th century Portugal.
An older librarian named Senhor José is leading a young apprentice named Maximo through this library. And in the course of a day, they skim through pages of the Encyclopedia Medicinae, or the Medical Encyclopedia, which is a compendium of all medical knowledge that is available in this fictional world.
If you couldn't tell, Paralkar is heavily influenced by Jorge Luis Borges and Gabriel Garcia Marquez, the masters of magical realism. And some of the details of this invented world are pretty wild. Take the disease called Renascentia. It hits one village every year on a particular day. And on that day, the inhabitants of the village swap ailments. Literally, you start the day with, say, cancer, but end it with no cancer. Instead, you have the epilepsy your neighbor used to have.
Some leave with freshly pockmarked faces, others with new obstructions of their bowels. Some receive dementias or epilepsies or fulminant afflictions, and others are cured of consumption. Their amputated limbs grow back, or their pustules vanish. They weep with relief.
One of the ideas that this disease tries to explore is the arbitrariness by which diseases are given out to people in the world. If this were to happen on a single day every year, you were to get a completely new set of diseases, you would consider it to be an awfully arbitrary and unjust system. But yet, is it any more unjust than what exists now, which is that people just are allotted their own random set of diseases that follow them for the rest of their lives, sometimes even truncate their lives?
I want to bring up a different disease, Agricola's disease. The way you describe this is a disease of hearing. It's a disease that makes you go deaf. The twist is that there is a very extremely rare elixir that will temporarily restore your hearing for a very brief time and very, I guess, an intense time. And then it fades. And then the invalid goes nuts, goes mad, because he wants that elixir and it's way too expensive to keep on hand. And so what's interesting about this is you're describing in part the disease, but also how people react to the disease.
Well, one of the things you realize with modern medicine, especially with the treatment of cancer, is that we have drugs that may give incremental benefits, but which have enormous price tags associated with them. One of the thoughts, at least in this book, is, people who are deaf would be able to adapt to their deafness and live perfectly productive lives. But people with this particular disease, because there exists an elixir out there that can give them temporary relief, they end up entirely devoting their lives to trying to get this elixir. And in that sense, the remedy destroys their lives much more than the malady itself could have done.
The common thread connecting Paralkar's 50 fictional diseases is a kind of single-field theory of illness. These ailments have to do with the fracturing of the self, or the parts breaking from the whole. In fact, one of Paralkar's invented ailments is called persona fracta, or fractured person. There's a case study of a seamstress who believes every one of her bodily functions is controlled by a different person. So the walking seamstress is different from the breathing seamstress, is different from the talking seamstress. She has infinite personas.
The disease actually doesn't harm the seamstress. She thinks of her body as made up of an infinite number of characters, but they all seem to work together just fine. It's considered as a disease because it doesn't fit into the norm of what you might think of. Some of these are not really diseases, but they're labeled as diseases by that particular medical community.
For The Pulse, I'm Peter Crimmins.
Peter's story included the voice of Juliana Zinkel, who will play the lead in Under the Skin, a medical play premiering at the Arden Theatre in January. You're listening to The Pulse.
The change would be very subtle. It might take 10 years or so. Gradually, his face would change its shape.